This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
I have a question about cat-neighbor relationships. About a year ago, I moved into an apartment after living with my parents for a few years. While we, my cat Fabio and I, were with my parents, he had the ability to roam. Now, after a lot of rain and some cat fights and living near coyotes, I was very reluctant to let him roam outside. He was showing extreme signs of anxiety, so I decided to let him be an indoor-outdoor cat. Here's the problem. He isn't coming home at night. I found out he isn't coming home because he's found himself in love with the neighbors. They let him into their house and feed him his non-vet approved foods. They are so kind and adore him, but I can't help but feel cheated on. My boyfriend thinks we need to talk to the neighbors, but I feel that would be rude. They really haven't done anything wrong, but I'd much rather if they didn't let him into their house. I worry he is now confused about where his home is.
Those darn disloyal cats.
I know, right? I love this vision of, like, this paradise house.
I love this idea of I can't help but feel cheated on, as if it's the cat's disloyalty that is the fundamental question here. But frankly, I want to refocus a little bit on the behavior of the neighbors, because I do think that there are a couple of different things that we can separate, and there are some clear points of etiquette here. And I like the assumption that the neighbors are really well-intentioned, that they just love this cat, want to take care of it. But we all have to be careful about boundaries in life and how we cross those boundaries. And other people's pets are not other people's children, but they matter to other people. And the idea of just taking an animal into your home when it clearly has another home is definitely territory that is territory you want to tread very carefully on, particularly in a situation like this where you're feeding that other animal. That's oftentimes how animals identify where home is. And the idea that this is absolutely going to be okay is, I think, one that most people would be aware enough about that if you did talk to them, they would understand. And I think that talking to your neighbor about this is absolutely important, is the right way to go, and isn't just advisable, I think is really necessary in this situation.
This cat is on vet prescription food, and if they go off of it or if they get fed a lot of other types of food, it can really wreak havoc on their system. So that's a great point of entry in the conversation. But we're also dealing with classic Pavlovian positive reinforcement responses here. And so the more this cat gets a positive experience at this other house, the more that it's going to train him to go there. And so I think that you have two points of reference to talk with them about, where you can start by focusing on the good gesture, but then bring up the reasons why this isn't working for you.
It's up to you to redefine some boundaries here. And again, I don't think that any reasonable person is going to give you a lot of pushback. This is your cat. This is an animal that you love, and you're Fabio's mother. And it's entirely appropriate to both make the point about the food being problematic because it's not part of the diet that you have planned for this cat, and also the worry that it's causing you, that the cat is staying, and if not overstaying the cat's welcome, is staying beyond the point where you feel comfortable knowing where they are. I also think there's some other things you can do that might soften that discussion a little bit. I was thinking about organized cat dates or cat sitting or some planned time that they could spend with this animal that they've clearly taken a liking to and who clearly enjoys their type of care.
If they react negatively to it, that's when you set up the boundary and you kind of say, well, this is what I need to have happen then. But I think first asking it as a request is a nice way to go. You can always ramp it up to kind of more of a dividing line if you have to. But that request is a nice soft way to start.
But if you do need to set some boundaries, that is absolutely appropriate for you to do that.
Fabio's mom, we hope that this helps strengthen your relationship both with Fabio and your neighbors.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.